your Xiaomi corresponding to Croesus W Daf Zayin. Begin your Xiaomi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Eishabon Avisenu La'aretz V'atzoi Natura Pata. At the time that our ancestors came to land and found a tree planted, it was exempt from Ola. Natoi Afakishalei Kivchoi Chayev. If they planted even though they did not conquer yet Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated. And Leitei Le'Rabim Chayev Reviewed Prater. When it plants for the public, it's obligated, Rav Yehuda exempts. Hanotei b'shus harabim, v'hanochri shenota, v'hagazlan shenota, v'hanoteia, v'sfina, v'ha'ilim me'elav, chayev v'ola. One who plants in a public domain, and a Gentile who planted, and a thief who planted, and one who plants in a boat, and what grows by itself, is obligated in ola. The Gemara says in Etatim, prad l'shenotai goyim ad shleibo yisol na'aretz. The Gemara says from the Pasuk in Vayikra Yotzei Pasuk Hafimu, and you shall plant. This excludes what Gentiles planted in Eretz Yisrael before they came to the land. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Abba had a Amma Sheresh Patur Paiter, and we infer Rav Huna quoting what Abba says that it's exempt even if it was planted just before the Bnei Yisrael entered. This teaches that an exempt root totally exempts. Natai afapishalai kivshay chayev, if they planted even though they didn't conquer the land Eretz Yisrael yet, it's obligated, the Mishnah said, ukur bishmol, the amal, kol biyosh, ha'muiz batoyu, lacha abayis oishana, ne'emu, shevash kivshu, v'shevash chalku. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they say that every time the word beer appears in the Torah, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's discussing after the 14 years, which is 7 years in which Bnei Yisrael conquered the land, and 7 years in which they divided amongst the tribes. Does he argue with our Mishnah? Rabbi Hillel b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Moida Rishmol, Chala v'Ola. Rabbi Hillel, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that Rishmol agrees about Chala and Ola. Tani Kain b'Vayachem, l'fi sheshina kosev m'shamoi shinoi chachon chiyubi. And we have a support from Rabbi Elazar, it says about Chala b'Vayachem in your coming, because the Torah changed the expression, because elsewhere it says, ki savoyu, chachamim changed its obligation, means immediately, applies after entering. Regarding Ola, Kol Eitz includes what was planted immediately after entering. Rabbi Yoina by Machlas Hashid said to Rabbi Shmuel, Tamanu Omar, he Havaya, he Hakama, he Shvira, he Netitza, he Geula, he Padia. Vahacha hu Mashana ben Liashan Liashan. Rabbi Yoina asked that Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict himself. There he says that Havaya and Hakama are written about redemption. It says Ke'el Kacha Hakoyen Ken Yir and Ka'asher Ya'arich Oisei Hakoyen Ken Yakom, they are the same thing. Havaya and Hakama are the same thing, but Shavira and Netitza, it says V'nitatzdem es Mizbechai Sam, in destroying the idolatry of the nations, V'shibaltin es Masi Beisam, those are the same. The Shavira and Netitza are the same, and Ge'ula and Padiya, it says Ufado Be'er Kacha, Ve'im lo Yigael, that Ge'ula and Padiya are the same thing, and he distinguishes between one expression and another. The Gemara does not answer this question. Natar Rabim Chayev Rav Yehuda Poiter. And the Mishnah said, one who plants for the public is obligated, Rav Yehuda exempts. Mechalfa should say to Rabbonon, Taman in Amin Yushalayim Chutz Laaretz in Metamin Ben Egoim, V'hachay in Amin Hochen. The Gemara asked that the Rabbonon seem to contradict themselves. There they say that houses in Yushalayim and Chutz Laaretz cannot contract Tumas Negoim. Yerushalayim doesn't because it wasn't given to one particular Shevet, rather it belongs to all of the Shvatim, so it's not considered Lachem. And here they say that one who plants for the Rabbim is obligated, means this is called Lachem. Taman Uva Shaloi Habayis Pat Yerushalayim Shi Lekol HaShvatim from Hocho Netatim Mikom Lachem. The answer is there, in talking about the Tumas Negoim, it says in Vayikra Yudala Pasuk Lamed Hey, and that which is his in the house, this excludes Yerushalayim because it belongs to all the Shvatim, whereas over here it says in the Tatim, and you shall plant, and you may come lock him in any case. The Chafa should say to Yudan, Tamanu Aima Aniva Shamati Ela Beis HaMikdash Rahu Amahachin. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. There he said, I heard only the Beis HaMikdash, that the Tumas Negebatim, the Tumas, the Tsaras of the houses doesn't apply over there. And here he says, the one who plants for the public is obligated, means that this is called Lochem. Tamanu Omar, Anish Lo Shamati Ela Beit HaMikdash, Shmua, Omar Bram Hocha, Gami Omar. The first answer is that there he said, I heard only the Beit HaMikdash, he said what he heard, but over here he himself said about, he said it about Ola, which is his own personal opinion. Amar B'Yosi Rabun, Tipata Gubshim Ben Loza, and the second answer is from B'Yosi Rabun, was he holds like that he heard about the Goyim. Tanayim argue by his position about Ola, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tani, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, the Shmoi, Hanayta Levav Ben Chayav Ola, Ola Me'elav, Patam in Ola. We have a Bible for Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar quoting Rabbi Yehuda, one who plants for the public is obligated in Ola, or grows by itself is exempt from Ola. He argues with a Chachamim about the second case. And the tale of Abim, Chayav, Rosh Hashanah, and Potter, when a plant for the public is obligated, in a public domain, it's exempt. And the tale of Abim, Chayav, when a tale of Betoich Shaloi, and I should say, Rosh Hashanah, Rabim, Le Rabim, Pator, Beshugazel, Tauka. When a plant for the public is obligated, that's when he plants in his own property. In a public domain, for the sake of the public, is exempt, that's when he stole the land. Beyesh Kauka Nigzol, can one steal land? Amar Rabbi Hillel, Afapisha in Kaka Nigzol, Yesh Yush Kaka. Rabbi Lot says, even though land cannot be stolen, there is Yush to spare from land, therefore it's like his and it's obligated. Rabbi Yosha, Maisi, Netiris Mechutz Loretz, Begushehin, the Netziv Loin, Ba'oretz. Rabbi Yosha brought young trees from Mechutz Loretz with the earth in which they were rooted and planted them in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yona, Esachoi Shonim. The Yonah says he did so, means he brought them with the earth to profit years, so that the years of Ola will not begin again when he replants them. Rabbi Yosi, Zachar Ravoi. And Rabbi Yosi says he did so to profit in Ravoi, means they were already past the years of Ola. He did so to exempt them from Ravoi, the fourth year, Kedusha. Behold, that it applies in Chutz Loretz only to vines.